Thanks. I nominate the Honorable Nahate to be the acting chairperson of this meeting today. Thanks.
Second? Okay, thanks. Mrs. Mahati, you may take the chair. Good morning, honorable members. Let me first take this opportunity to welcome everybody back from our constituency period, hoping that we did work, interact with the communities, and like as members of parliament, most especially us from the province of NCOP, we know that we are here representing the interests of the province. So I think that we have used our time more effectively. Our constituencies know us. They don't just speak about us, but they should be knowing us. So I think our meeting is going to be short because we've got only one item on our agenda. That is the consideration and adoption of the committee's strategic plan 2009 report. I'm just going to request members that we should go through this report page by page, and I think that's the route that we will follow.
Chairperson, can I just ask the official to just keep us a brief information about next week's strategy and what is
about? Oh, after that, because I was going to propose that it should be after the recording. Right. I have the copy of the strategic plan. I'm going to request that we go page by page. We start from page one. And maybe I think that members did have a chance, you know, to interact with the document. Yeah. You know, that's party. I know that we are from research, man. We have been missing each other. So, can we concentrate on our work? Page one. Are we agreeing on page one? Let's move to page two. Are we all agreeing? Let's move to page three. Page four. Page I wish as honorable. I understand. I know that you have just only joined us, and I'm aware that you are not part of the strategic plan.
Yes, sir. Just some information. I'm just asking the colleagues to do me on keeping on some of the things that like me as you go along. So I'm sorry for my drafting. I'm not sure I'm going to draft too much to this day, but I'm just trying to get updates on some of the things. Thank you, madam.
Honorable member, I'm going to appreciate that maybe it's because, you know, I'm becoming a little bit distracted. Maybe, you know, because I or if you feel that you can ask, you know, for you know, for even other members, you know, just so that we can get clarity. I don't think it's a problem. Yeah, so thank you.
Department of Social Development, the fourth line, during the day.
Honourable Member.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I propose that let's adopt this document with its corrections.
Seconded to the move. The report has been adopted with amendment.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I just say that this document, as you can see, it's not on the official thing. So I'm going to put it on the official, what do you call it, letterhead, but also develop the content page for ease of reading. I just wanted you to know that.
Chairperson, I just want to ask that maybe the UC coordinator can come up with certain things for certain purposes on the street for the next month and a half.
Honorable leaders.
Yes, I'm actually speaking about the last stage from the area. Weekly is required yearly. So this say changes place so that we as committee can get put it on our diary so that we can arrange for other
things. My understanding is that this is a report from the strategic workshop that we are going to develop a program out of that, which will be tabled to the committee, you know, to adopt that program. But at the meantime, what I'll agree with you that we must draft something, a proposed program that will be tabled before the select committee, so that we can adopt that. From the strategic, from the workshop, we are going to develop a program of action that will come up with dates when the item will be discussed and all that. So what we are doing now, like I've indicated, requested the secretary, the officials here, our staff here, to go and draft a proposed program of action that will derive from this document that we have just adopted. And that proposed program of action will be tabled before us as a committee to adopt that. So I think we are on the same path. We are
on the same path.
Yeah. No, thank you. Let me just.
Yeah, this one is after 24.
No, thank you. Before that, I'm going to request just to give us a briefing, or you know, on our oversight business. When are we expected to start our business? Where are we going to, and all that stuff, and picture for members just to, and they will ask where they will want that. Over to you, Julie.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. I would do that, but our secretary did a lot of work when it comes to that. Actually, she's best positioned to give that information to the committee. Yeah, but according to this program, which is the joint oversight visit to the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal by the Select Committee on Social Services, and the Education and Recreation Select Committee as well. In terms of this program, it's a 5-day program, Monday to Friday, and there is group one here, of which visits to the schools in the Kisani District Municipality are actually arranged. And so the first day, we're going to be in Jamestown according to this program at the Pahameng Primary School, and the leader for that group will be Honorable Makate, and when we go to that school. And also to Pambili Mzunzundu, I think it's also a school in Jamestown. And Honorable Hasmeni will be leading the team going to that school. And then in the afternoon of Monday, the 12th of the 10th, we'll be at Tembeni High School doing the same thing. And in that, when we go to Tembeni High School, we're going there as a group, but in the morning, there will be two groups. So the first group will go to Pahameng Primary School and the other one to Pambili Mzunzundu. That is a school in Jamestown as well. And, yes. And then the second day, we will be at Sex Rate, where we will focus mainly on health services, and we'll be going to Mbili Sweni Hospital in the morning. And then mid-morning, we're going to be at Burgersdorf. But I can't tell you the distance between Sexrate and Burgersdorf and how long it's going to take us from Sexrate to Burgersdorf as well. But according to this program, mid-morning, we're supposed to be at Burgersdorf Hospital, Lady Grey Hospital, and the Community Healthcare Center there, and also the Buckley East Hospital. But I'm not sure if this is still a tentative program or whatever, but I suppose they are clustered together because they are probably at close proximity to each other. So that's why they are put that way. And then in the afternoon, okay, we'll spend the morning until the afternoon run about 2, and then from 2 to 4, we will be driving to East London from Burgersdorf stroke sex rate, and then we'll take a flight to Durban, and we'll be sleeping over in Durban on Tuesday. That is in preparation for Wednesday. And Wednesday we'll be in KZN, and Honorable Hasmeni will be leading a visit to the healthcare centers there, and yeah, they are not stated at the moment as to which healthcare centers are. I suppose they're still waiting for confirmation from the provinces as to whether we can go to these healthcare centers. And we will be going to the provincial Department of Health as well there. And then in the afternoon, we visit again to another healthcare center as a combined group. Yeah. That is the program for Wednesday, the third day of the year. And then on Thursday, we will be focusing mainly on education, but also on health. We will be visiting schools to the area in KwaZulu-Natal, and we also visit to a second healthcare center that has been identified as two separate groups. And then in the afternoon, it's a combined group where we will all visit a school in KZN. And then on Friday, I suppose we will be having a meeting with the MEC for Education and Health in the KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Legislature. And we'll be spending the whole morning there. And then in the afternoon, we sort of depart for Cape Town.
Thank you, Julie. I'm just going to give it to members now to just to interact. If the club is looking at club, yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just also asked to be obviously excused, though I'm not on the list yet, but next week, unfortunately, we in the Northern Cape have by-elections, which I have been appointed by my party to go and run in the Northern Cape on the tour. So I will unfortunately not be able to attend next week, but for any future, I will certainly be there. Thank you, Madam Chair.
What I want to know is, I just want to know if Mondays are free to us to avail ourselves on Mondays. What's only what I want to know. Is Monday because
for the logistics, I'm going to request Julie, whoever's doing the booking, right? Just to give them that information, you know, in time. You know, for I think it will be accommodated. Just give them everything. You know, even when we are already there, we should be in a position to be having them flight arrangement. Honorable member, maybe just to indicate that the application has been sent and it has been approved. That is why we are undertaking this oversight. But maybe one would like maybe to check from you that I think it will be better, you know, if we can just try to work on the distance between the places and maybe to gather us more information around the areas, whether it is urban areas or rural areas, so that we should, as members, be prepared. We can prepare ourselves. So, like, if it is like that, it becomes very difficult. You will be going to a health center, which you don't even know, don't have an idea whether it is in a rural area, because if it is in the rural area, there are expectations. If it is in an urban area, there are also expectations. If you can just get that information and provide to all members the distance and the information of the area that you are in.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm just wondering if Andrianda can assist the committee with regard to that. But also to mention that I'm on study leave this week. I just came for this meeting today, so I won't be able to do it somewhere.
That won't be a problem, Chair. In fact, it's Honorable Rando who has been assisting us in terms of identifying these places. So I'll follow up with Honorable Rando in terms of distances and all that and inform members.
Because it's very important for the members to know where they are going to. And even for when we deal about time, you will even find our situation where we'll be staying to a school that will be there around 11, only to find that the distance doesn't allow us to go there around 2. Very important to work around that. I think if we got all the information should be provided to members.
Okay. Another thing, I was speaking to the coordinator in the office of the health chair. He advised me that next week the chances there's going to be a plenary where the NCOP will be considering the framework on the strategic plan of the committee. So if there's going to be a plenary, means now what we must do, we must include the chief whip in that application. The chief whip now, the application now must go to the office of the chief whip for this oversight to be approved now. it has been approved in principle by the House Chairperson, but now that there's going to be a plenary on in the next week, the Chief Whip might approve that. So it means now this application must go to the Chief.
Yeah, if I understand you clearly, because my understanding was that the application has been approved. Am I right?
Yes.
So now because of the plan, this application should also go to the Chief Whip now, which I suggest that it should be done speedily. Because it's very important, it sometimes is not really professional to say to people that will be coming, and when they are expecting you, you just turn up. So that if that changes, communication should be sent, you know, in, as early as possible to the relevant stakeholder. So who's going to do that? Will you attend to that because
yes.
Bill is on this and you'll assist?
I will submit the application, and as soon as it has been approved, I will inform the member.
Can we agree that not later than today? The application should be
submitted yes.
Not later than today, and indicate the agency of the application. Are we agreed? Members, let me just take this opportunity to thank you all for your participation. Looking forward that we are going to work for this together in this last term of just yeah. I thank you. Thank you.